you're lying. No. You're just saying that because he said, Peter, we can't be friends anymore. What do you mean?
No. I really love Githeri, actually, especially if it's well made.
Hi, guys. Welcome to MedMic Podcast, KE, a podcast where we talk about the medical school experience. I'll be your host for the day, Yunita Riziki. I have other hosts with me here today, so I'm going to ask them to introduce themselves and they can tell us what food they're craving today.
So, hi, guys, and hi, sisters, because apparently that's not unisex. So, my name is Jesse, Jason, JJ, Jace, take your pick. But right now, I think what I'm really craving, to be honest, pizza, to be honest. Pizza. It's definitely pizza. Pizza, Coca-Cola. It's not bougie. Yeah, there are cheap pizzas out there that you can afford, and I want one. I need it.
Bougie, boo. Oh, hi, everyone.
Hi.
I'm Jimin Njoroge, the real G. You can call me JG. I'm really craving Githeri right now.
No, you're lying.
No.
You're just saying that because he said pizza and then you're trying to show everyone how you're like...
No. I really love Githeri, actually, especially if it's well made, you know, with some waruz and kadufu, you know. It's really fire, fire. So, yeah, looking forward to good vibes, guys.
Really tapping into your roots with that one, eh?
Yeah.
Hey, guys, my name is Kipretich, Kiplagat. Well, I wouldn't say Githeri. I feel like Githeri would slap on a sandwich because sandwiches are amazing.
Immediately, no. Sorry,
hot
we can't be friends anymore. What do you mean?
911, that's crazy. That's crazy. But I think a sandwich can hit anytime, anywhere. And right now, I wouldn't mind one, actually. Something with maybe some chicken, maybe some egg. Yeah, that'd be great. With Githeri.
Sandwich with Githeri, that's
crazy. I mean, if it can go with spaghetti Githeri rasta, why not bread?
So, hi guys, my name is Okehare Nyabuto, and I'm excited to be here today among these wonderful people. And my cravings for this week is actually oxtail. I want something fatty, something unhealthy, something really...
You can feel the grease from all the way over here.
Yeah, all that. I want it all.
Okay, Jimmy, did you tell us? You didn't tell us what you were craving.
No, I'm craving Githeri, guys.
Oh yeah,
I said it.
It's clear why I forgot. Oh. It's not very memorable.
You were setting me up. So.
No, actually, I didn't remember what you said. Yeah, maybe now you can tell us how your week has been.
Well, the week was nice until I saw you. Okay, anyway.
Why would you say that?
Don't you think you're hurting the child of
course? I know. Thank you.
Oops. Sorry, that just looked out. You're a wonderful person, Yunita.
Thanks.
My day just brightened when I saw you.
Cap.
Oh my gosh. Yeah, now you're overdoing it.
I'm overdoing it.
Yeah.
It's okay. So, my week has been good. There's been a lot to do, really. But, I just managed to do it. I'm on holiday, so it's mainly just money-making activities.
Must be nice.
Yeah, just resting, spending time with
Kugeria
family.
Money.
Kugeria money. But yeah, that's Chinese for we try.
So
we're just trying. Yeah, so the week has been really good. And it's to top it all off, today I ran a 5K.
Wow.
Gains.
Yeah. Gains. I had gi, I'm sorry. But yeah, it was really nice. And now I'm happy to be with you guys today, just recording this podcast.
I have a question. When you say you run a 5K, that's like how many kilometers?
It's in the word, 5 kilometers, 5K.
But if it's 5K, that's 5,000.
5,000 meters.
You see,
it's a skill issue. It's a skill issue.
Maths is hard.
I know maths is hard.
That's why we came to med school and not engineering.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah. For me, my week has been really interesting. I've been running up and down. School has been keeping me busy, but at the same time, I've also been getting involved in extracurriculars, which has been really interesting. And I feel like if you can handle everything on your plate, then you can handle anything. Just one of those skills that you work on it until it gets better, because that's adulting for me. But yeah, it's been so interesting, you know, socializing You're getting home, you're sleeping after midnight, and then you have to be up for class at 8 the next day, and it's a physical one. I feel like if you manage to balance that, then it ends up working out for you in the long run. But yeah, my week's been interesting. It's been good.
Extracurricular, I wonder.
And he really emphasized side on eye. The extra. He was like, extracurricular.
I got a side eye right
now. I know, right? Midnight activities.
Curious.
Bombastic side eye. I wonder.
So my week, your week sounded exciting. I was stuck in a book fort because I had my exams this week. Pits, I'm not going to lie. Pits. but we made it out. We bled. We shed tears. Some died. I personally died inside. A part of me is dead. But I guess that's life, innit? So, yeah. But, yeah, week's been okay. Aside from that battlefield, week's been okay.
Mm. Yeah. Just know this is a safe space, Jace. This is a safe space. Open up. You know, mental health awareness is not something. Yeah, so you can share. Safe space.
It's been tough. They did something horrible. They decided to give us two anatomy papers. Then, worst thing of all, we got hit by a truck called BS where they switched up the questions. Yeah.
What do you mean? They switched up the questions? How?
They were new.
Oh.
So those past papers were trash. We really got hit by a bus.
Oh, skill issue.
For real. Let's just say plans made with men we trust didn't go as planned.
That's rough,
buddy. Yeah, but yeah, hopefully somebody had a better week. In Nyabuto, how was your week?
Yeah, I'm sorry about that, but it's life. That's life. Don't worry. It's a kuchapa left, right, center, but you are still alive. Here you are. So my week was pretty good, I can say. I've also been busy engaging in money-making activities, trying to get a bug here and there.
Motion.
Yeah.
Motion, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So I can say, yeah, I'm looking forward for better days, and I hope all will be well. Yeah.
Anyway, moving on. Yeah, so seeing Venye Meteseka Med School, you know, especially Jace and Cape. Jace, by the way, sorry about your exams. It do be like that most of the times, yeah. So I'm just wondering, how did you guys get here? You know, being our first episode and everything, how did you guys make the decision to come into medical school, and what motivated you into joining medical school?
So... I think what I'd say, my journey into med school was more like an adventure. It was a road trip of sorts.
Road trip.
A road trip with very many waypoints on the way. Because when I started high school, I didn't want to do medicine. I'm not going to lie. I didn't like biology. I thought I preferred physics. But then it got to like form two, form three there, and physics started kicking my butt. And biology started making more sense. And I was like, okay, this health sciences is looking more attractive. And then I was told that medicine makes more money than engineering. So I was like, oh, so there's bug too, you know?
Yeah.
yeah. So I had them two options. Was it going to be engineering or was it going to be medicine? Or was I going to do something completely different, like music engineering? Because I'm not going to lie, I do enjoy making music and beats. But right as I was about to make the decision in Form 4, something really deep happened. Somebody really close to me ended up dying from an illness. And I was like, if I could find a way to make sure the emotions I felt at that time never happened to anyone else, I'd try my best to. So, yeah, that's how I ended up in medicine, to be honest.
Damn.
Yeah.
Sorry about the person who passed on. Okay.
I wish my story was as deep as that.
I know, man. Mine is Spider-Man.
Yeah. He's out here saving lives, you know?
Yeah.
He has a mission, you know? Comparatively, my story is also similar to his in that Form 2, Form 3, I wasn't quite sure what I wanted to do. But I had wanted to become a psychologist because that wondering how the mind works and how people associate with one another, that was really interesting to me. But then talking to my mentors in school and my parents, they were like, okay, this thing, it doesn't have money. How about you try do psychiatry? And I was like, okay, what do I need to do for that? I need to get into med school. And bio for me wasn't a big deal. Like, I enjoyed it, except for the plants part. That one for me didn't make sense. But I was just like, I can do this thing. Yeah. It's completely unnecessary. All these plants, CG, Brady, what, Taki, what? And then you're finding out how they spread their seeds. Sorry, not to confuse with
no, because you said Brady and Taki, and my head is just going towards tachycardia.
Tachywood?
No, like this is now. Do you guys remember the kingdom classification of plants?
Yeah.
Now the kind that spread with like ferns, with the seedlings and the leaves and all that.
Oh, yeah, I remember.
Oh, yeah. Flowering and unflowering. Yeah.
Exactly.
I don't think.
Okay. You see? Yeah. So that was the decision for me to decide to do psychiatry instead of psychology. And after that, I just said, let me just go ahead and do this medicine thing. And then a few years later, here we are. I'm not sure if psychiatry is still on my to-do list, but I think I'm supposed to be where I'm supposed to be. So yeah, I feel like my journey in med school definitely wasn't the path I thought I'd take, but I wouldn't change it for anything, for sure. How about you, Jimmy? Where do you think your journey started, or how did you find yourself here?
Well, how I got to med school was an accident. I liked biology in high school. It was really nice, but I didn't like math, and math is like a core subject, so I really failed in math. So I didn't think that I was sort of good enough for medicine. So I decided to shift my goalpost to something else. This is no offense to the career I'm about to mention, by the way. I'm not saying that it's below med, but I wanted to be a lawyer. For the lawyers listening to this, please don't kill me, but I wanted to be a lawyer. And so when I got my KCSE results, my parents were like, yo, these results are quite nice. Why don't you try medicine? And I said, sure, expecting not to be called. And then I got my admission letter, and it had medicine. And I cursed. I was like, fuck, now I'm here. Are we allowed to cuss, by the way? Just asking, guys.
But so you weren't happy to be accepted into medical school? Really?
No, yeah, I wasn't, because I got anxious.
Oh,
I got anxious. I was like, yeah. Now I have to live up to all these Kenya 1s and Kenya 2s. I didn't get my KCSE results via the newspaper, unlike my friend who is going to be taking after me.
Not mentioning any names, but...
Yeah, not mentioning any names, lakini mtasema nachike UNITA, but... Yeah, I didn't get my results in the paper, so now I'm going to chill with people who got their results in the paper. I didn't feel like I could measure up to them. So that's what gave me the anxiety. So I wasn't really happy to be called to med school when I got in. Yeah, so UNITA, maybe you can tell us after getting your results in the paper.
Yeah, so for me, I didn't want to do medicine. I didn't know I'd land here. I know right now I can't do math, but there was a time where math was my, you know, I was so good at math, and I was math also... Exactly, man. I used to get like 98% and stuff like that.
Oh, Ilienda Wabi, I wonder.
You know, there's this Oka Dinali song that says, Alikuwa Bazu Sai Nizuba. What happened? Yeah, so that's the transition that's been there for me in terms of doing math. But I was very good at physics. So my plan was to do architecture or civil engineering or another form of engineering. So, you guys, you need to stop doing that. I can't multitask. So, I actually dropped biology. So, you know how you're doing 12 subjects and then you move to 8 and then you have to drop some. I dropped biology. I was doing business, physics, geography, CRE. And then someone told my mom. And then she came to school and she was like, how can you drop biology? You know, it's such a core subject. You don't know, you might change your mind. There was just so much pressure. So I was like, okay, whatever. I did biology. And then now it came. I think we were selecting courses in like form four or something. So I don't know, I just decided, oh, yeah, I started thinking what Jess was saying about how if you're in engineering or architecture, there's you need to know people. Otherwise, there are no opportunities for you. You're going to start at a very low level. But medicine is that one career where if you're good at what you do, things are going to work out for you. Or at least it used to be.
Interesting stories. For me, I could say I did not know I would want to do medicine until about Form 4. Like Jesse, maybe not to steal the light, yeah. But yeah, I also had a sick relative during that time, and I found myself spending a lot of time in hospital. Not taking care of them. I did not have the capacity, but maybe bringing them food and such. So that really influenced my choice of career to medicine. I also have some distant relatives who are in medicine, and they also played a role in that. Unfortunately for me, I was not called to do medicine because I missed the cluster. Is it the cluster points?
Yeah.
Yeah. By was it one or two?
Damn.
Yeah. So specifically in your N, I had the choice to go do it in other universities. Yeah. But
real.
Mm. Yeah. I really wanted to join your N, so my parents volunteered to facilitate the same. Mm. So looking back now, will they have chosen the same? I don't know. I really don't know. But anyway, let's see how it goes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm just wondering, no, when you said you wanted to come to UN, my head just went like world-class university.
It was the, I didn't go to the Alliance or the Kenya High, so yeah. I wanted the V. I wanted to be.
What's wrong?
You?
Yeah. I'm wondering, do you guys think medicine is a calling or it's a decision? Quick survey.
Calling doesn't pay your bills. Calling doesn't get you a life you want. But it requires a certain aspect of passion for sure.
Mm-hmm.
But I wouldn't say it's a calling.
Okay. Yeah.
If we do the math, 3 out of the 5 of us here didn't want to initially do medicine.
Mm.
Yet you're here.
Mm-hmm.
That's not an accident. That's definitely, there's definitely something going on.
You
I would
it's
say
fate.
It's partly calling. Because
it is the Lord.
The things, we're ruining our lives to go save lives. So you can't just make a decision to randomly do that.
Guys, that's a quote by Jesse. Ruining our lives to save lives.
To save lives.
2024, Jesse Jason. Ooh.
Deep stuff, man. Deep stuff.
Deep stuff, yeah. So yeah, I think it's partly calling,
yeah.
But you also have to make the decision to answer the call.
Yeah, true. What do you think, Kip?
Honestly, I used to think that it was a calling, you know, these things for, oh, you know, not anyone can do this.
Yeah.
You have to be special, the best of the best.
Mm-hmm.
And in fact, that's what all the lecturers were telling you when you come in. And they'd make jokes about the guys who are in main campus doing BCom, CG, BA, you know, and all those things. Not to say that those courses are less or poorer or, you know, of a lower quality, but they're saying, no, you're not here by chance. You're here for a reason.
Yeah.
But one thing that changed that perspective for me was the fact that there's this guy in my school who he was one of those Kenya ones, Kenya twos, and his name was in the papers. He got like A's in literally everything.
Mm-hmm.
And he came first year. We were doing anatomy. We were doing physiology. BCom, and he was passing. He was getting distinctions in the papers.
Wow.
But then the next year, he dropped out. And I was like, what do you mean? And he was just like, yeah, I just don't feel like this medicine thing is for me. So that really showed me the fact that you can get the marks, you can get the grades, you have that stuff down. But if med isn't for you, it's not for you.
So there has to be something inside of you telling you this is the way.
Yeah, for sure. For sure. Yeah.
People have said a lot of deep stuff. And the pressure to sound smart. But I'll just say, it's a calling and a decision. Simple.
It's,
I mean,
a little bit of both.
Yeah, you're called to it, but making the decision to actually follow it. I think Jess already said it.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it's just that.
Because I feel like 6 years is a long time. There has to be something bigger than you pushing you to, like, keep going. For me, it was a decision, but it's the calling that made me stay. There's something about caring for people that really fulfills me, and that's why I'm still here. Yeah, so I know, like, sometimes maybe the picture you had in your head when you're joining med school, ulikuja kwa ground ukapata, sivyo ndivyo. Yeah, so what do you guys think? Is med school what you expected it to be? Am I imekua underwhelming, overwhelming? What do you think?
I'd say, to be honest, I doubt I came with expectations because no one around me that I personally knew anything or had been to med school. So there was no like expectations.
Yeah.
I'd watched a bit of The Good Doctor. So I had something in my head. I was like, okay, I'm going to have to develop savant syndrome at some point and learn how to cram the entire Netter's Atlas. And that's going to be difficult. So yeah. Mm-hmm. So in my head, I was kind of like, this is about to be a big struggle. And am I ready? I doubt it. But we'll see how it goes. And then I get on the ground. It's pretty underwhelming, I'm not going to lie. Because the lectures are all online.
Mm-hmm.
The labs, you're not dissecting. There's nothing new. So you just you have your specimen dissected. I'm only on campus for like 2 days. So you don't really feel like you're in campus just yet. So to be honest, it was pretty underwhelming when I first got in. The work was a lot, but it was pretty underwhelming.
That's like the disadvantages of online learning, man. It took away the whole aspect of physical classes. When I came into med school, the expectations I had were almost similar to what you had. It was, I'm meeting all the Kenya 1s and Kenya 2s in the country. So, of course, I'll be competing with the best of the best. So, every discussion will be a debate. Every class will be absolutely crazy because everyone wants to participate in it. That's what I thought. And then when I got to the ground, I realized, hey, what on a struggle. Guys struggle, man. Actually, it's true. Guys struggle. There were guys who got better grades than me. And then when the first cut came back, the marks that we got were almost similar. Then I realized maybe I actually belong here, you know?
Yeah.
So that was the reality I met. And plus, I also thought that I wouldn't have time for anything else. In first year, it was the time I learned how to play FIFA, really. Yeah, I spent a lot of time playing FIFA. I spent a lot of time giving stories to some of my friends in main campus. And I still got time to read for exams. So it was quite interesting. I thought that medicine is just that.
Yeah.
But there's so much more to it. Maybe, Nyabuto, you could share your thoughts. What do you think?
Yeah, for me, the experience has been quite overwhelming, I could say. You know, back in high school, all we used to do was read. There's not so much else to concentrate on, personally. When you are in a group of schools, we can't relate, but it's okay. When I came to university, there was a lot I felt was expected from me, I could say. Learning how to interact with people. I came alone from my high school during my year, so I literally knew no one. So I had to start from scratch, make new friends, form new social groups, learn how to interact with people, know how to balance not reading alone, going out also trying to interact, because when you try to stay in the room alone, reading, you'll literally go mad, I feel.
True.
So yeah, finding that balance is and had been challenging still, but I think with time I got better. I'm kind of finding my groove. I'm kind of learning not the balance per se, but what to do. And also, I know I said maybe it's not a calling, but really there's something in you that pushes you to keep on going.
Yeah,
which is quite awesome. Despite the bad days, you still know that you want to go on and you won't want to do anything else, which is quite a nice feeling. Despite the challenges, despite the strikes and all, we still find the strength to push on.
Yeah, so Nyabuto and Jimmy, you guys have spoken about balancing, and I feel like I've really resonated with that because it took me such a long, long time to find my balance. I think I found my balance. Actually, I feel like this year is when I'm finding my balance, because I feel like I was always either I'm too outside or I'm too into books, and it took me a while. Yeah, so I'm just wondering, Kip, Jace, how have you guys managed? Have you found your balance?
I think I have. If anything, like what you just said, being too outside or being too inside can be a bit of a problem. I remember for the longest time, there was this section in my med school experience where I would have my weeks being less hectic than my weekend. Like Saturday, Sunday, I'm doing something, I'm doing crazy. By the time Monday is coming around, I just want to crash. I just want to relax. So maybe I miss a morning lecture, or, you know, I'm not able to, like, have energy to do stuff or read like I'm supposed to. But you work it out, you prioritize, you find what's important to you. You make time for things that you want to do as well. Because, like Jimmy was saying, it's easy to think that you won't have time for anything except reading. But, and what's really helped me to do that is prioritizing my calendar. So scheduling things so that I know what I can and can't do.
Mm-hmm.
But at the same time, also taking time to take a break, breathe, find some time to touch grass, you know, enjoy the sun, you know, be one with nature.
Okay, so alcohol, peace.
Where'd you get that from? Where'd you get that from?
Okay,
come on.
Self-love, guys.
Self-love, yeah. Uh-huh. Treat yourself.
Mm.
If that's alcohol, though, go ahead, I guess. But,
That is the best way to do things.
Real.
I didn't get the joke.
What? Best. I don't
best,
drink.
Best,
okay.
Best, like, liquor.
Oh!
She doesn't take cheap liquor, we can see.
No, actually.
That's so crazy. But anyway, yeah, if Best wants to sponsor us, we wouldn't mind, by the way. Best Mzingas. Yeah, the comrades, Best friend. Yeah. But what about you, Jace? How have you been balancing?
I have been balancing by not balancing. If that makes sense.
It doesn't. I'm sorry,
I know. It sounds like something a podcast bro would say. But it I have does. Been balancing by not
knowledge ujama konayo.
Deep, you know? Deep
sana.
Stokopa.
You know? Quirky.
So basically, I feel like there's some things I still want to do. I haven't attained full zen with my schedule. I haven't attained full zen with my schedule. I'm still trying to balance everything. And there's some things I do want to do. But the one thing I came into mind for my first year, and I feel like this is something a lot of people try to forget. They put a lot of pressure and they're like thinking about the future, and I'm thinking 6 years from now I want to do this, and I'm planning 6 years or a year from now. And that's a lot, you know? Like, time's not really set in stone like that. So if it's going to come up, you have a schedule, you have your weekly schedule. If it's going to come up and it fits in that weekly schedule and you feel like you have the passion to do that thing, set it up and see where it goes. That's how I feel. That's how I feel I've been balancing my act.
Yeah.
By not balancing and only handling the moments as they come.
Well,
yeah.
It's actually very wise. I'm impressed.
Zen.
Okay, so I want everyone to tell us their self-care / guilty pleasure, what you do. Maybe marks of three things that you do for self-care.
So for me, self-care, of course, being a girly girl, I'll prioritize my physical well-being, put on that face mask once in a while when I have the money, of course.
Mm-hmm.
If not, I'll just wash my face with menengai and call it a day.
Mm-hmm. But whatever you've been doing, it's been working.
Yeah, it's working. Thank God.
It is. Everybody look at her skin, though it's glowing.
Jimmy
is such a hater.
Missy hater.
Sorry. Yeah. I like eating. Okay, not eating out, but ordering some comfort food.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe when I have the money. That is, if I don't have the money, anything just within my budget will do. The other one was my guilty pleasure.
It can be like something you do for self-care or a guilty pleasure.
Yeah, binge watching. Yeah, I can stay in my room and watch a series back to back, and I'll feel guilty by the end of it.
Mm-hmm.
But it will make me feel nice also.
No lie, I really get that binge watching, because for me, shows like Friends, I Met Your Mother, they were flavorless until I entered med school, and then that's when now they started hitting. I was just like, the jokes are terrible, but you're laughing.
Yeah.
So guilty pleasures. I relate to that.
Oh, med school, lord, your standards, damn.
I feel like your humor gets broken in med school. Like, something happens.
You lose a part of yourself when you see something dead.
Just
a part of yourself goes. So everything's funny now.
Yeah, that just became so sad. No, now I'm curious. What do you do for self-care?
Honestly, I game. Mm-hmm. I'm a gamer, so I play a lot of video games.
Mm-hmm.
I prefer PC because that's what's mostly available. Mm-hmm. So, I PC game a lot.
Mm-hmm.
I think... health-wise, my guilty pleasure is nom-noms. That's basically marshmallows. I just love marshmallows.
Nom-noms.
Okay.
Nom-noms. Give yourself nom-noms. Get yourself a nom-nom.
I thought unge sema amigos, ma wow.
Right?
You know?
Yeah, so it's mostly gaming, marshmallows. I do hang out outside sometimes. Yeah, but I keep my circle small.
Okay.
What I do for self-care, I run, I go to the gym.
Is that self-care, running?
I eat healthy. Yeah, it's taking care of yourself, you know? You make sure that you're able to run things properly as you're running. Yeah, stand your business, yeah? Anyway, that's the typical, you know, blueprint. My guilty pleasures are gaming. I also game a lot. Probably, most gamers can probably resonate with this. 7 hours can pass by while you're at your PC gaming. It's crazy. So I usually tend to sort of schedule it into my week. Sometimes when I get really tired, I just game and I sleep at, you know, 3 a.m., wake up at 9 the following day.
Crazy. Extracurriculars.
Extracurriculars. Those are my extracurriculars, though. I game. I also love eating out. So I go outside, check new restaurants, give them imaginary reviews in my head. I don't have a blog, guys, but I don't know. If you guys want one, check our Twitter, retweet, ask for a review from JG, the real G, you know.
Pro YouTuber moves like that.
Exactly. Just let us know. Yeah, I love going out, traveling to new places as well.
Okay, I think for me, my self-care is... for me, self-care is, spending time with friends. That really rejuvenates me. I feel so, you know, like life has meaning now the minute, like, you're with your friends. The other thing I do for self-care is, I love doing makeup on myself, to be specific. And, like, just generally those girly things, going to get your nails done, like, you know, they really make me feel happy, getting my hair done, things like that. And something that I've learned is intentionally making time for that, because I realized I had gotten to a point where self-care is kind of like an emergency. So it's like, oh shit, my nails are not done, my hair is looking messy, so I'm now rushing and I have other things to attend to. And it was kind of hard, but now I'm able to schedule it in. So like it's very intentional, me resting time. Yeah.
Girl boss.
Great job. You're doing really well. Good.
Period.
Yeah.
Okay, so what would you tell your past self? Yeah, so basically I've been learning to take care of me with time, and I've gotten better at it with time, you know, like everything. So it made me think, if I were to go back to first year and meet the fresh young babe I was back then, what I would tell her in terms of, you know, managing this whole med school thing. So before I tell you guys what I'd tell my past self, I want to hear from you. If you were to go back in time, ungemwambia nini?
Unataka kuiba template wewe. Tunakuona. Anyway, what I tell my first year self would be, life is good, but it can be better.
Oh, that's a good one. I love that. Wow, the chemistry.
I think for me, I tell them to enjoy your experience, make the most of it, because you're going to meet amazing people, smart people, incredible people, and don't get that tunnel vision that you think all that life in med school is about reading. Yeah, discover things, discover life, places, people. Have fun, because that's what it's supposed to be. Yeah.
Yeah, I'll tell that young girl, that young beautiful African girl, that young beautiful Kisi girl,
brown skin girl.
I'll tell her to be gentle with herself, that she might not know how to handle the situation, but she'll definitely learn and grow. And she will figure it out in the end, and it gets better. If it doesn't, well, we'll handle it with a couple of certain drink and lemon.
The best.
Yeah.
The best drink.
Wow.
So you go on.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So I'll tell her that you'll know what to do. And if you won't, you'll definitely be surrounded with people who will help you, who are willing to help you, and with God also, because I'm also religious, everything will work out one way or another. It will.
Oh, yeah. That's so beautiful.
That's really deep. And I like what you and Kip said. Like, I'd go back to tell myself last year, because I'm basically last year. Medicine is a roller coaster. So enjoy the ride. is basically what I tell myself. Mm. Just enjoy the ride. And it's serious, but it's never that serious, you know?
Yeah.
It's life and death, but it's not that serious, you know? It's never that serious. That's what I tell myself, honestly.
Okay, for me, having listened to all those templates, I'd say it's 6 years. 6 years is such a long time. Our lifespan is what, 60 something, you know, the approximate lifespan. So it's a 10th.
Nyinyi mnakufa.
Can never be me.
Yeah, so it's a significant chunk of your life. So don't let it be just med school. Like, exist as a person, exist fully as a person, and enjoy your existence. Yeah, I think that's what I tell. And also what Nyabuto said, oh my God, you have to be gentle with yourself. You can't be the same person beating yourself down when you're going through hard shit. You have to be on your own side. Yeah.
Can I revise my answer? Hey, my guys.
Unapewa pressure.
What you guys have said has really spoken to me, and I've learned a lot as well. And if I could go back, I'd tell my younger self everything that you guys have said, plus now what I think. And yeah, especially the thing on being gentle with yourself, as I mentioned earlier. Yeah, so as we wrap up, I just want to thank you guys for the amazing, amazing conversation we've had today. It's been so nice. I've learned a lot and I've gotten to know you guys better. And to our listeners, thank you so much for joining us. As always, you can find us on Twitter or Instagram at medmike.ke. And also, this podcast is available on Spotify and all other streaming platforms. Thank you so much. Have an amazing week ahead.
MedMike.ke.